For a series on some thoughts in regard to salvation. So tonight our study is security of salvation. And the security of salvation is often described, and this is a Baptist terminology, once saved, always saved. The security of the believer is an important study, something that we must understand. The Christian who doubts their salvation will never live in the full joy of salvation. The Christian who is not sure of their own salvation will never be strong spiritually. They will never be as effective as they could be in witnessing to the lost. Salvation must be shared with others from a heart that is sure and secure. That is why Satan wants you to doubt your salvation or be satisfied with a false salvation. So be sure you have studied the biblical plan of salvation and have personally received Christ. When Satan causes us to doubt our salvation, he hinders our commitment and dedication. The Christian who doubts will be disturbed and concerned about their own salvation. The assurance of your own salvation allows you to be concerned about those who are lost. Those who are saved should live with the peace of God. Philippians 4:7. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. There must be hope in the heart in order to be a strong witness for Christ. 1 Peter 3:15, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. The guarantee of our salvation is not based upon what we do as Christians. The guarantee of our salvation is based upon what God has already accomplished for us. We have the security of salvation because the works of God cannot be canceled or reversed. Our salvation comes with a written guarantee. The Word of God is our written guarantee. Our salvation is secure because of the work of the Trinity within us. Our security of salvation is because of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Our salvation is secured by Bible truths and biblical terms. We can believe God's word when it says that our salvation is eternal or everlasting. God gives eternal life to those who believe in Christ unto salvation. John 6:47. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. That means without a limitation of time, no ending. Our salvation is of endless duration and an eternal glory. 1 Peter 5:10. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. Salvation is an eternal glory with Christ. Our salvation is within the eternal purpose of God, which is found in Jesus Christ. Ephesians 3:11. According to the eternal purpose, which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. We can believe God's word when it says that our salvation is life, life that is in Jesus. John 20:31. But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. When we receive Jesus, we receive eternal life. 1 John 2:25. This is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life. The promise is that eternal life is in Christ. 1 John 5:11. This is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. If you have received Jesus, you have received the life of Jesus. John 14:6. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So our salvation is secured by plain biblical statements. We can know that our salvation is secure by the plain statements of God's Word. As believers, we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Romans 8:17. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. Now notice together. No believer will be missing at the time of the return of Jesus Christ. The believer is not condemned. John 3:18. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. The believer will not be cast out. John 6:37. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. The believer is passed from death unto life. John 5:24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. The believer will never perish. John 10:28. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Our salvation is secured by God the Father. God has planned and provided for us a complete and eternal salvation. Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Ephesians 1:4. According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Salvation is by God's grace from the time we are saved and throughout eternity. Ephesians 2:8. For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. God's much more love has saved us from wrath. Romans 5:8. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Verse 9. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. God's love for the believer secures our salvation. Romans 8:38. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor power, nor things present, nor things to come, and then verse 39, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature, shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. God's power secures our salvation forever. Jude, verse 24. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Verse 25. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. God's purpose of salvation for the believer is that they have everlasting life. John 6:39. This is the Father's will, which has sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. The spiritual birth is an eternal relationship with God. John 1:12, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Verse 13, which were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. A child of God is born spiritually and cannot be unborn. John 3:6, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. The spiritual birth is as real as the physical birth. Since God is for us, no one or nothing can take away all that God has promised to us. Romans 8:31. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Our salvation is secured by Jesus Christ. Believers are secure through the cross of Jesus. John 3:14. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. This is a verse that many times is misinterpreted. Lifted up is not a reference to praising Jesus Christ. Lifted up refers to the cross of Jesus. John 3:15. That whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have eternal life. That is through the cross and the cross alone. Jesus on the cross provided the way of our eternal salvation. Galatians 3:13. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. The cross of Jesus was the once and for all sacrifice. Hebrews 10:10. By the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Jesus is the author of eternal salvation. Hebrews 5:9. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. Jesus obtained an eternal redemption for us. Hebrews 9:12. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. In Jesus, we receive the promise of eternal inheritance. Hebrews 9:15. For this cause, he is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. Believers are protected by the hand of Jesus the shepherd. John 10:28. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Believers are protected by the prayer of Jesus. John 17:24. Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. Believers are secure because Jesus is our intercessor. Hebrews 7:25. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Jesus is now at the right hand of God for us. Romans 8:34. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Jesus is our advocate, who speaks to the Father in our defense. 1 John 2:1. My little children, these things write unto you, that you sin not. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Believers are secure because we are in Christ. Ephesians 2:5. Even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you're saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Believers are secure in the completed work of Christ. Hebrews 12:2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Believers are preserved in Jesus Christ. Jude, first verse, Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ, and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father, and preserved in Jesus Christ and called. Our salvation is secured by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit applies the work of God the Father to the believer. The Holy Spirit applies the work of Jesus Christ to the believer. The new birth is the birth of the Spirit. John 3:5. Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. The incorruptible seed of the new birth is the ministry of the Holy Spirit. 1 Peter 1:22. Seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. The washing of regeneration is the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Titus 3:5. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior. The Holy Spirit is the assurance to our spirit that we are a child of God. Romans 8:16. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Jesus promised that the Holy Spirit would be with us forever. John 14:16. And I will pray the Father, he shall give you another comforter, that's the Holy Spirit, that he may abide with you forever. Jesus promised the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Acts 1:5. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. Took place in Acts chapter 2. The baptism of the Spirit is the assurance that every believer is united unto Christ and to one another. Explained in 1 Corinthians 12:13. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentile, whether we be bond or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit. The presence of the Holy Spirit in the believer is our security of salvation. 1 John 4:13. Hereby know we that we dwell in him and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. The Holy Spirit is our seal of assurance. Ephesians 1:13. In whom you also trusted After that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that you believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Jesus promised that the Holy Spirit would guide the believers into all truth, John 16:13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. The Holy Spirit reveals to us the things which God has prepared for us. Here's another verse that is not read too often within the context. 1 Corinthians 2:9 is not speaking of heaven. It's speaking of the present life. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Many times this verse is quoted or presented as that which we're going to experience once we get to heaven. But look at the very next verse. But God hath revealed them. What? The things he just said in the previous verse. God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. Believers can glorify God through the Spirit that is within us. 1 Corinthians 6:19. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? Verse 20. For you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body, and in your spirit, which are God's. We're not saved through our own personal righteousness or our good works. Ephesians 2:8. For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Verse 9. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Salvation is not through our own righteousness, but through the grace and mercy of God. Titus 3:5, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. God's purpose in our salvation is not salvation by works. 2 Timothy 1:9, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. God's purpose in our salvation is good works because of our salvation. Ephesians 2:10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. Here's the purpose: unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. God's purpose for our salvation does not allow us to continue to live in sin. Romans 6:1. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Didn't take Paul long to answer. God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Security of the believer does not teach us that we can go on and live in sin. Security of the believer teaches us that we can now live in Christ. Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Security of salvation. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. That's security. Who loved me and gave himself for me. The security of our salvation. I gotta turn me off.